For the Beat Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, Beaver Men's hockey team. Tried to win game two tonight and force game three tomorrow, joined by Austin Jopy. Austin, when you look at last night, 0-0 on the road, first round of the playoffs after one, take that all day, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think after the first period, first 5 minutes, we kind of were a little, I don't want to say nervous, but we just kind of had to get into a rhythm, and then we settled down after the media timeout, and I thought we played really good in the second half of that first period, and ended up 0-0, so we were happy with that after a first on the road.
I'll admit I haven't rewatched the shorthanded goal. Faceoff win to goal in less than 10 seconds. The heck happened as you saw that play out?
Yeah, Jutz was a dog on the dot on the PK for a while there. I think he won like four or five in a row, but we just had a rim set up, and then Kirk beat his D-man to the wall, and D kind of tried to pinch. He took it to the middle, and then two-on-one down the other right, down the ice, and he shot a missile and scored. So
it was quick.
In that situation, go until somebody stops you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If that was me, I don't know if I'm grabbing that puck off the wall even. I'm probably just trying to chip it out, but Kirk has a little more poise, a little more skill, so it was nice.
Three consecutive goals is tough to withstand, say, in October. How was it different in the situation last night?
Yeah, it we had a little breakdown there in the third for, you know, 3 minutes, but that's what you can't have in the playoffs because it's going to hurt you, obviously. But I think tonight we just got to focus on playing a full 60.
The playoffs create a sense of urgency in and of themselves. How do you personally try to not get too high, too low?
I think just same preparation. Preparation throughout the weeks kind of leads into your weekend, how you play. So I just mentally prepare the same way.
Best of luck.
Thank you.